Have you ever heard of the sand mandalas the monks make in Tibet? Anybody ever heard of those? Yeah. Thomas is going to show, I have two pictures that reflect that. I don't know, we may need to turn out that light so you can see it. These are two monks working on the sand mandalas. They ever so precisely tap that sand. These are the two pictures. Don't cue forward anymore. To make these intricate designs, these geometric shapes that represent for them their philosophy on the universe. Making a mandala involves 2 to 4 monks, requires a lot of patience and cooperation, but the aim is to maintain harmony throughout the entire process. They say prayers, and they have rituals to invoke positive energy the entire time they're making these. And the whole process to make just one of these takes well over a month. It's beautiful and detailed work. But once these mandalas are complete, guess what? They destroy them. Show us the next two pictures. Yeah. They destroy them because they believe that all things are temporal and that attachment to them only brings a sense of loss and sorrow. But when I first heard how they destroy these mandalas like this, I thought, no, they can't do that. They're so pretty. They're so beautiful. Let's enjoy them a little bit longer. But that's not the point of making a mandala at all. They are not made to be kept. They are made to bring blessings and wisdom to the world. They are to be an exercise in meditation. And they are meant to bring healing to the environment and to all living things. I love this. Thank you, Thomas. These mandalas really make the point of how we humans like to hold on to things and how hard it is to let go of things. But what if what we're holding on to isn't good for us or the environment or the universe? Well, Dr. Wayne Dyer, in his book, 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace, has some great wisdom for us about this. I don't want the title to fool you, because it's not a quick fix book. This book and this worship series on this book is designed to emphasize the importance of allowing God to guide us to wherever it is we need to go so we can find peace and light in our lives. Last week, we went over the first secret. There are 10. We're doing 2 in 1 week. Last week is having a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing. Basically, what this means is staying open to all things and possibilities, even when they sound outrageous. That means not judging others' ideas, decisions, or actions. Doesn't mean we have to start doing everything like everyone else does. It just means we are staying open to the fact that not all people are going to do things the way we do. This secret also says we are to be attached to nothing. So all those things that kid told you on the playground in the 2nd grade that attached themselves to your soul, you don't have to keep with you anymore. Thank God. And it's wonderful because it leads right into the 2nd secret, which is you can't give away what you don't have. You can't give away what you don't have. And what Dr. Wayne Dyer means by this is if love and joy are what you want to give, he says, remember, you can't give away what you don't have, but you can change your life by changing what's inside if you're willing to go that extra mile. Let's go that extra mile. Let's do some extra work. Let's see what's inside and take inventory of our souls. What is in there? What are we carrying with us? And is there anything we need to let go of? It's like what I did on the plane to New Hampshire when I went to visit my daughter Maddie in October. I usually use plane trips to clean up my computer And I delete all the emails I don't need anymore, especially the ones in the trash that have been sitting there. And I go through all my folders, delete my documents and downloads that I'm not using. I go on my desktop and look for the stuff that I've saved to see if I still need it. And I delete anything I don't need. And the reason I do this periodically, I've learned, is because my computer is not storing things it doesn't have to store, because there's only so much room on a computer, right? It's the same with us. We only have so much room in us. Our souls can only take on so much. So we have to ask, what do we have inside? And is that what we want to keep stored in us? Because the storage business is a big business. The public storage facility right over here on 8th and Sims rents a small 5x5 foot unit for $47 a month, and their largest one at 10 by 30 feet for $226 a month. In March of last year, the storage business announced that it was a $38 billion industry. That's huge. And 1 in 11 Americans pay $91.14 a month to use self-storage. The U.S. alone boasts more than 50,000 storage facilities, because people have so many things they want to keep stored, either temporarily or, if you're like my parents, for as long as possible and for as long as I can remember. We like to hold on to things. It's no different with our souls. We hold on to the things that kid in the second grade said to us. We keep all those negative things someone else did to us years ago, or even 24 hours ago. And some of it legitimately needs our attention and healing. But a lot of it is stuff we just keep stored within it, within us, because we attach ourselves to those words or actions, and we let them attach themselves to us. We are way too good at this. And that means we have to decide what we want to eliminate and get it all out of storage. The cost is too high, and we paid the price long enough. So if we are storing anger, hate, shame, guilt, or fear, it will weaken the amount of energy we have, and it will attract more of the same. Wayne Dyer calls this attractor energy, which means you get back what you put into the world. Basically, it's the what comes around goes around philosophy. But if we go the extra mile and change our thoughts to ones of love, harmony, kindness, peace, and joy, we'll attract more of that, and we'll feel stronger, freer. And we will have the peace and light, the light of Christ, that we're looking for. It's a big decision, and it's a way of life. And it applies to the thoughts we have about ourselves as well. Dr. Dyer says, cultivate an inner voice that supports you and loves you. Wow. Honestly, how many of us do that? Do we have an inner voice that supports us and loves us? We've got to let go of all of those other thoughts. We need to brush them off, just like the Tibetan monks sweep away the mandalas. Because these negative thoughts are temporal. They are of this world. They are not of God. So we have to ask, what do we have inside? And is that what we want to keep stored in us? What is in there that we want to eliminate, get out of storage? Because we can sort through our souls just like we clean things up on our computer. What have you kept through the years that you don't need anymore? Because it's negative, or because it attracts negative things to you. We can't give away what we don't have. And if we don't have all that negative stuff lurking inside of us, it won't be able to come out of us and onto someone else. Would any of you give a hungry child a stone if the child asked for some bread? Would you give a child a snake if the child asked for a fish? We wouldn't. And if we want to treat others as we would want them to treat us, we're going to have to take inventory of what's stored right here within. So ask, and you will receive. Ask, what do I have within me that I don't need anymore? And you will receive the gift of knowing what needs to go. Search the nooks and crannies of your soul, and you will find what to keep and what to get rid of. Knock on God's door. You want to cultivate that inner voice that supports you and loves you. And the door of peace and light will be opened for you. And then, we will give away the peace and light and love we do have inside, and all that peace and light and love that we give will come back to us. Amen.